We need you to move your car.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.
Is it okay if I sit here?
In late 2024, the College of New Caledonia, a publicly funded post-secondary institution in Prince George Clairefontaine, was faced with reduced enrollment, particularly from international students. The dramatic reduction in numbers led to an announcement during the fall 2024-2025 semester that the institution would be making cuts. We are now seeing some of those cuts take place, and the ENLA, or ENLA, English language program at the college will be cut. What you hear in the background is a gathering of Ukrainian community members who have taken it upon themselves to establish a conversational English gathering in response to these changes. Before we take you there, joining us over the line today is President of the Faculty Association at the College of New Caledonia, Marta Tejero, describing for us what this program is and what its absence could mean for our community. The ENLA program is just about the most recent program being cut at the College of New Caledonia.
Mm-hmm.
We knew cuts were coming. The college has announced some cuts, but this whole program is going to be axed.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like right now for the students who are in the ENLA program?
Right now, my understanding is that the college has committed to teaching out the students in the program. There's 50 students right now, and they will be allowed to finish their credential. And so the thought is that they will then probably be completing in the next year, 2025-26 academic year, their programs. There's different levels, so it depends on which level they're currently in, that they'll be allowed to continue and finish out the program.
What role does this program fill within Prince George Clairefontaine? Who is typically dependent upon it?
The folks that are typically dependent on it, it's a combination of Canadian citizens, permanent residents, and refugees. Those are what we would call our domestic students. When the college was marketing to international students, which it's currently not doing, we also had international students who would take our program and then branch out into other academic pathways.
So new Canadians who are arriving into our community and who hope to get permanent residency and then eventually Canadian citizenship, would they typically be dependent on this type of program?
So it's folks that already have a Canadian citizenship or a permanent residency. For example, Prince George welcomed over 200 Ukrainian families to Prince George. Part of the attraction was that they could take our program after completing, say, initial conversation classes at the Immigrant and Multicultural Services Society. So they were able to get higher level kind of academic levels of English to go into the careers that they came with. So we have very skilled workers that just need that little bit of help with their English.
So people who enroll into the ENLA program would have to have a bit of familiarity with the English language before they're able to register for classes within ENLA, and then they can level up their skills.
Yeah, not necessarily. Like, we can take somebody with no English whatsoever. So that's the skills that we bring to the table, to be able to take someone who knows nothing and help them build that skill. So yeah, we didn't have any like prerequisites or anything like that. If you don't know English, we can place you into our program.
Do these cuts have implications that might disrupt the College of New Caledonia's ability to integrate international students into the various educational pathways it offers? Is this going to be a hindrance?
If the students, the current international students who are accepted, aren't able to continue, it would be. The college has committed to letting them finish their credential, so that I think we'll see what those impacts are if they're not allowed to finish. At this point, they are going to be, and that's really exciting news from our perspective. And in terms of in the community, if there is no program like this, then there's really nowhere for people who come needing to upgrade their English in a more academic sense. There's nothing in the community, because I believe that IMSS has just lost its funding, and it's going to be reduced to a single class starting in April. So It's going to be very difficult for anyone in Prince George who needs English language help to get any in the local, in the north, essentially.
Without services like this available in our community, do you think that will potentially then become a, well, a new barrier, certainly, but become a hindrance for people who intend to join the Prince George community and become a participating member of our community and economy?
I think it impacts families. So you might have a member of a family who's working in the health sector or in the mining sector, and before they come to the north, they go, okay, what are the opportunities for my, you know, my spouse? Can they fulfill their dream, and what kind of services are available for them while I'm working? That's a lot of the people in our program. And if we lose this program, then it's one more reason for somebody not to take a job up in the north and come with their family. So it's not necessarily the person, the skilled worker who might be in the mine or in healthcare, but it's their family members who might need the support. That's what we've been seeing, that trend with our students.
You mentioned the IMSS, or Immigrant and Multicultural Services Society in Prince George, is restricted in their ability to provide this service. Are there any are there any other alternatives or solutions you can think of that might be able to fill this gap in our community until...
No, there are none. The university doesn't have anything available. And our program was a very long-standing program. And yeah, there is nothing outside of, a volunteer, you know, church-type conversation class. But a conversation class is not going to upgrade someone's English to get into, say, their pharmacy studies or to get into their trade.
Is there a level of credential or qualification that the ENLA program was able to provide students that, you know, maybe a conversational class, like you just described, is not able to provide? Is there like a certificate, a diploma, or a credential that people can get at the end of it?
Yeah, so we offered 4 associate certificates that are transferable. So say someone from our community was moving down to the Lower Mainland, they had finished one of our levels, they could transfer that and continue their studies at another public post-secondary institution.
At St. George's Ukrainian Catholic Church off of Massey Boulevard, every Thursday, volunteers from the community have been participating in a conversational English gathering, assisting those displaced by the war in Ukraine to improve upon their English language skills. Irina Chori has been organizing these events alongside a contingent of volunteers who, among other things, make sure there's a play area for kids, that hot tea is available, and that the venue can be cleaned up before everyone goes home. There, in the basement of St. George's, we caught up with Nelia Nyukova, who arrived to Prince George in 2022 with her daughter at the early onset of the Russo-Ukrainian War and enrolled into the College of New Caledonia's English Language, or ENLA, program in January of 2023, where she's been studying to improve her English language skills here in Prince George since that time.
Just recently, that program has been canceled, and the community has rallied and created this event to continue some conversational English courses.
We were just shocked from this information because it's very important for Ukrainian community. It's important for us because for getting PR in British Columbia, we should have 6 mark for IELTS exam, and we should have experience as a full-time work 1 year. But many of us cannot work as a specialist because many of us enough educated, but we don't speak English. So,
in order to get permanent residency status, that course being removed now presents a significant barrier in your journey to getting permanent residency status and perhaps even Canadian citizenship down the road.
Yes, and moreover, some from us came in Prince George because of this program. And learning English, it's a significant step for our future. Of course, you can see how many people today here. They have their families, they have work, and they are here because it's important for us, really important. This meeting, of course, it's a help for people who don't speak English and can express their needs, for example. But course in college, It's in college we have reading, speaking, listening, and writing. And when we will have IELTS, we need not only speak, we need do everything. We must pass IELTS exam and get mark 6. And course in college, it's of course important.
Perhaps you can speak to this, the significance of transitioning from courses at the College of New Caledonia to these conversational opportunities here.
As I know, this activity not because college organizes this meetings. Yes, it's because Sherhope organizes. So I don't know what college offered another students, because I will finish my course in April in this year. So I don't know what college offered another students. But if they offered online, or course in IMSS, or course like this, it's not same. It's not same, and it's not for help Ukrainian people pass IELTS exam. It's just for show that college do what they can do for us, but not for help Ukrainian people with their problem, with their future, with their IELTS exam.
Do you think you now have to consider moving to a different community somewhere else in British Columbia or even Canada that does offer that kind of course to be able to continue your journey uninterrupted to get permanent residency?
As for me, cancellation course in college does not impact for me, because I will finish this course in April. That's it for me, yes? But people who started and I don't know, if they will have not opportunity to finish course, I think they will move in Vancouver or in Victoria or in another place where they have choice, because here they have not choice. So it's only one choice for people who have really foundation skills.
That's Nelia Nyukova, current endless student at the College of New Caledonia and participant in the conversational English gatherings at St. George's Ukrainian Catholic Church in Prince George. We return to president of CNC's Faculty Association, Marta Tejero. With this training being so important for people who are applying for permanent residency status or Canadian citizenship, a certain level of proficiency has to be demonstrated before that process can move along. As far as being able to bring in skilled people into our community and adapting into our culture and society, do you see
you're
this as an
impact? Mm-hmm.
Do we see this as an added barrier for new Canadians and people coming in?
Absolutely. It's a huge barrier. There's nowhere in the north to get any kind of help.
Yeah, prior to this, we were the most northerly location where this type of education was provided?
Yes. They might be running one class in Northern Lights, but it's not clear to me that that's the case.
Do you know how long the program had been running for at the college?
So we've adapted over the years, but since 1976. So if you think of the different waves of people that Canada has welcomed, the ENLA department at the College of New Caledonia has been there to welcome them and to help them along.
You're not painting a very pretty picture, I have to say, but do you have any hopes for a more positive outcome?
I'm hopeful that we might build some more community support to try to reinstate this program in some shape or fashion, given that I don't see, with the demographics the way they're going, that the North can continue to grow and replace its workers without immigration. And with immigration comes different languages, and folks need to know English. That's just the reality of the North.
That's Marta Tejero, the Faculty Association President at the College of New Caledonia. In a written message, the College of New Caledonia stated that at this time, the college is working closely with their faculty and staff to develop completion plans for moving forward. As such, CNC won't be able to participate in an interview or provide further comment at this time regarding the ENLA cancellation. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.